WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. It's been 2 years since the deadly attack on the Capitol. Today, President Biden awarded the highest civilian honor to 14 heroes from that day.
You held the line that day, and what was on the line was our democracy. And history will remember your names. And history will remember your names. They'll remember your courage. They'll remember your bravery. They'll remember your extraordinary commitments to your fellow Americans. It's not hyperbole. That's a fact. That's a fact.
13 times was not the charm for Republican leader Kevin McCarthy. But on day four of voting, he is inching closer to getting enough votes to become the new House Speaker.
How are we all going to work together? It's new for us, one being in the majority, but being in a tight majority. I think at the end of the day, we're going to be more effective, more efficient, and definitely government's going to be more accountable.
The House is on a break right now. They'll be back at it at 10 p.m. Eastern time tonight. More positive news today about the Buffalo Bills' safety.
From his hospital bed in Cincinnati, DeMar Hamlin was able to speak with his teammates via FaceTime. It occurred as the Bills players were taking part in a team meeting. Buffalo offensive lineman Deion Dawkins described the moment.
The excitement was beautiful. It was amazing. It has given us so much energy, so much, you know, bright, high spirits, whatever you want to call it, it is giving it to us.
Another good sign, Hamlin's breathing tube has now been removed. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Our Jim Crisula tells us a crucial pipeline has been partially shut down most of the week.
A portion of the Colonial Pipeline, which provides most of the fuel for the East Coast, has been shut down since a spill was discovered Tuesday near Danville, Virginia. That part of the nation's largest fuel pipeline is expected to restart over the weekend.
The December jobs report was a good one, says Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick.
We now know that there are recently nearly 10.5 million job openings with 5.7 million unemployed persons. That's a mix underscoring a continued mismatch between the supply and demand for workers.
And that fueled a rally on Wall Street today, the Dow closing 700 points higher. Speaking of money. Make sure to get your Mega Millions tickets. You've got another chance at winning almost $1 billion. The jackpot's now an estimated 940 mil, the sixth largest in history. You dreaming about how you'd spend all that dough? Remember, Uncle Sam takes his share first, so you'd walk away with only about $483.5 million after taxes. The drawing is tonight at 11. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang.
They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows around 7 above tonight under cloudy skies. Winds out of the north around 5 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 28. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 9 above. Temperatures above average Sunday and Monday with highs from the upper 20s to the low 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 18.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
The right way to clean your fake Christmas tree.
What are people doing to these trees?
Well, I'm trying to imagine if there's, like, especially because there's a way of cleaning it. So maybe if you're supposed to, like, dust it in some way and, like, wipe down the branches.
I'm totally never doing it. I'm going to blow dry it. And I'm just going to blow off all the dust and then put a garbage bag over it and put it in the basement.
That's what I wish we could do with Cliff. Are there things that exist?
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Hello, Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids, Oshkosh, Richland Center, our home base of Waukesha, Madison tonight?
Yes.
Anywhere you're streaming, if you're listening later, wherever you are when you're listening, at the gym, at the grocery store, driving. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, the Friday edition. It is the anniversary of January 6th. 2 years later, we still do not have a Speaker of the House, which feels poetic. Is that the right word potentially to use as far as you reap what you sow, and that I feel like the two are correlated as far as the fringe folks who are obstructing the House right now and how tied they were potentially to what happened on January 6th 2 years ago. But we are certainly going to talk about that more this hour. But I kind of decided that that can't be, for 3 days in a row, that can't be our top story for the day.
No, I know.
Are they back in session already?
I believe so. Let me I'll check on
well,
that.
Good morning, Jean Metnair.
Good morning,
Happy
Kristen
Bright,
and to you as well.
We have a packed show as far as news today. We have only one guest because tomorrow is National Bobblehead Day. And of course, in Milwaukee, we have the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum. And so Phil Sklar, who is the co-founder and CEO of said museum, of course we had to get him on the show today.
You bet.
And so we're going to have fun with him at 1:30 talking about what does it take to become a bobblehead, who designs, who's in charge of trying to make it look as much like the person as possible. And also, I didn't realize bobbleheads have been around for like a century.
Yeah, this is it's an old, old thing.
Yeah, and so I'm super excited. You've talked to him before, right?
I have, and Phil has turned, I mean, this is a thing. This bobblehead museum is definitely something.
Yeah,
you know,
totally. And it's one of the few, if only, one of the only in the country, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So we'll get all that information about bobbleheads from him at 1:30 today. And this first hour, we're going to do a lot of national headlines, including, as we said, it both being the anniversary of January 6th and any McCarthy updates that we have. Also, the FTC is has a new proposal about eliminating non-competes.
This is fascinating.
I think it's fascinating, too. And then certain states, I think definitely in California, I can't remember New York. There's certain states that already you can't have a non-compete. I don't think Wisconsin is one of them.
No, it's not.
But this would be federally. And, of course, this is very good for workers. Not so good for companies. So this is there's a long road ahead of, but the proposal is the first step as far as who would benefit, how it would work. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit. And then the second hour for noon hour, a lot of Wisconsin news. Some movement as far as medical marijuana.
Yeah.
And how the GOP is feeling about it.
I have thoughts about that.
I know you have thoughts about that.
Also,
potentially, this is a tax proposal I actually can get on board with, which is the GOP, the Wisconsin GOP has a new proposal to create a new tax exemption for retirement income, which I think I could get on board with that. So
okay.
We'll talk about that a little bit more. And also maybe the most Wisconsin's headline. Everyone's okay. So
nobody got hurt.
But dairy plant fire spills melted butter into central Wisconsin canal.
It's so Wisconsin.
So come to Wisconsin to smell our dairy air and swim in our buttered waters.
Our butter rivers.
But to start off with, since it's Friday, I saw that, because this is a law not here. This is only in Louisiana. And I saw this headline and this story. And I was like, is this too risque for radio? But it feels like it's Friday. Friday's going to be a little looser. And Jane, I'm blaming this on Jane if we get in trouble because she told me that it's okay.
This is part of our reality. I don't think there's anything wrong with talking about it.
So a couple weeks ago, we played that New Zealand PSA of porn stars ringing a doorbell of, you know, a suburban home and a mother in a bathrobe and her hair up. Maybe she even had a face mask on, answers it, and is very confused. And the whole PSA, point of the PSA is you're young, you're adolescent, preteen, teens, have readily available porn available to them.
If you think they're not, you're kidding yourself.
And porn is not real life, is not, and it is certainly not a substitute for sexual education and learning about sex. And I definitely agree with that. And I think there are limitations as far as how I am not anti-porn, but I also think that that replacing sex education is a bad thing.
There need to be safeguards.
But is this safeguard going too far? So, you know how in Wisconsin, we don't have sports betting. So if you are in Wisconsin, you can't use DraftKings and FanDuel from your phone. You have to do workarounds, and people do workarounds.
Sure.
Right? This is why there's still bookies. So there is, you know, state laws and federal laws, and our state law right now with geolocation technology, you can't always do sports betting, which just made me think that every time we do this thing with Dr. Mike, that we're just basically giving advice on bets that you're not supposed to be making, but whatever. So similarly, now, as of January 1st, Pornhub and other major porn sites will require ID from Louisiana users to comply with the state's new porn law. So without ID, you will not be able to access these major. It's a company called MindGeek that is the owners of, I think, 5 or 6 of the major porn sites.
Okay.
And, you know, the sentiment or the motivation behind it is to protect kids in the same way that you have to show your ID to buy alcohol or to buy cigarettes. This being their need, this is a way to enforce an age limit on who can access this product. But for some reason, it feels a little different for people to give their ID to a company that can collect data online in order to enjoy something that is ubiquitous, but not really talked about, versus showing some cashier your ID at a gas station. And I don't know how I feel about it. I mean, it's a law that it's passed. I don't know if there's legal ramifications and lawsuits in the lead up of this becoming effective. I'm not really sure, but I think I wonder if this is going to spread.
As far as this being a requirement?
Well, as far as other states adopting a similar law.
Right.
And I put this, put it on Twitter this morning as a poll. And so far, because I put the options as, is this law A, protecting kids, B, an invasion of privacy, C, make you happy that you don't live in Louisiana, or D, other, leave a comment. And I have to check, but as far as before we started the show, I think the lowest one, was D, as people were leaving comments, but also the lowest one was, as I'm checking this, was protecting kids. More people so far had said that it's either a, so 50% so far have said, happy you don't live there. This is obviously not scientific. This is just the As Goes Wisconsin Twitter poll.
Exactly.
26% said invasion of privacy. 13% said protect kids. And 9% have said other. But what's really funny is I also tried to put the poll on TikTok. And I was like, this may be really pushing the algorithm as far as getting this taken down, because there is a fair amount of community guidelines on TikTok.
Right.
Of
what you can and can't.
What you can and cannot say. And I checked that also to see how that poll was doing before we started the show. And TikTok already removed the sound.
Did they really?
Because you see sometimes on videos where people use code words for, like, they say corn instead of porn or whatever. And like, all I said is exactly what I'm saying on air right now. I laid out the story of what the story is. But they already removed the sound. So I just took the video down, because it's a touchy topic. It's like, it's such a funny thing, because it's something that is, I mean, the joke is that the internet became successful because of this, right?
And it's tough to argue against that.
Totally. But
we want to pretend we're such Puritans.
I know. And the reality is, they get that much traffic for a reason. There's that many people watching, and yet it's still this shameful thing that they're like, we need, you feel like you want privacy around, and you don't want to give your ID to this company. And, you know, the company itself, MindGeek, has said, we're not tracking your data. This is just for compliance for the law. But they tested it out. Like they've tested, you know, if you're on a VPN and the server says you're in Louisiana, when you go to the site, now it comes up that says, please verify your age to access Pornhub. Louisiana law now requires us to put in place a process for verifying the age of users who connect to our site from Louisiana. Privacy and security of the Pornhub community is our priority, and we thank you for your cooperation. I don't know if you flip it around, like if you're in Louisiana and you use a VPN that says you're not in Louisiana, if that is a
get around.
A get around. I would imagine maybe it is. I don't know if you go in incognito mode, what that does for you. I think your IP address is still your IP address. I would need someone who has more technical knowledge than me of ways around this. But I don't know. I feel like I have mixed feelings on how else do you potentially curb something that is not made for kids, in the same way that we do that with alcohol and cigarettes and drugs. So I don't know. I have mixed feelings on this. What are your feelings on it? 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. We're going to take a break, but keep talking about this when we get back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Nasty boys, nasty, nasty boys, don't ever change. Oh, you nasty boys, nasty boys, don't mean a thing.
Oh. News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. We are playing it loose and fast today I don't think we're fine, right?
We're good. Clear. It's all good.
Because we're talking about a new law in Louisiana that requires consenting adults who are trying to reach Pornhub or other popular porn sites that you have to put your ID in to verify your age before you can access the site. And this is right now, I think, only in Louisiana. It's the first state to do this. And it was signed by Governor John Bel Edwards, who's a Democrat. And this was it was signed last summer, and it was effective as of January 1st. And the Republican author, Lori Schlegel, when she first introduced this, she said, "Online pornography is extreme and graphic and only one click away from our children. This is not your daddy's Playboy. And if pornography companies refuse to be responsible, then we must hold them accountable. This law is a first step." And it's interesting also to me, in the last year, 2 years, the amount of conversations that have been happening around groomers and don't say gay laws and teachers and protecting our children. It kind of surprises me that this hasn't popped up more. You know, kind of the like blanket legislation. There's a lot of, and I forgot the actual term for it. 2 years ago, I made a video about it. But, there's different think tanks, and it happens on both sides. And it happens unions, think tanks, the Federalist Society. There's different ALEC. There's these different national organizations that draft legislation.
Craft legislation.
Yes, they basically write it. And there's certain words, like keywords that get swapped out. But because Congress can be in such a gridlock, in the last decade, a lot of these organizations have targeted legislatures, especially legislatures that are very gerrymandered. And so there's like a strong majority to try to get some of these laws. This was what we saw with anti-trans sports bills.
Right.
It was basically the same legislation going through all of these different state houses. And, you know, with as much attention as protecting our kids from sex, I feel like has had in the headlines nationally for the last couple of years. I mean, kind of always, it ebbs and flows. This doesn't seem like it's a law that was drafted by an organization that is getting like circulated through different state houses. I haven't heard anything like this getting proposed in Wisconsin.
No, I haven't. But I have heard some, particularly on the right, politicians talking about what a scourge pornography is. And we need to crack down on it. And this is one of the reasons why America is in a mess, because Americans, men, are spending all their time playing video games and watching porn.
I don't know if that's just on the right.
At least for politicians talking about it. That's been my perspective. My bigger question is, I would be concerned that the government is going to want to find out who is accessing these sites.
Why? What do you think? What would they do with that?
I don't know.
Well, it does say part of the law. Where did I just say? So the new Louisiana porn law says websites and service providers must not retain any identifying information after a user proves their age.
Oh, okay. I feel better now because I'll trust them. They would never tell me something and lie.
I mean, I feel like I was just having this conversation at dinner last night. With my buddy who we were talking about, I've been friends with him since high school. So we're doing the family update. So where's your brother working now? And he's working for a Madison company called Fetch. And have you heard of this?
No.
It's an app. It's one of the top downloaded apps, because basically you take pictures of your receipts and you get points. And you can accumulate all these points for free stuff. But it's also all of the partnership that the app has is with consumer brands like General Mills. And because they want all of that data, right? So I feel like the value of the data is far less in the government knowing what to do with it, but certainly companies knowing what to do with it. And MindGeek, the parent company of all these sites, specifically knowing consumer behavior and what people are clicking on and what then informs the production companies and what they want to make and stuff like that. So it's interesting that you say the government. I don't know what they would do with it. Like, who's a heathen? Most people?
Like, yeah. Yes. It's like, ooh, let's find out which of our neighbors are naughty.
Maybe. be. But yeah, I mean, at least it says, so it must be some kind of encrypted black hole the information goes into to forget it. And it'd be interesting to see, do you have to do it every time?
You would think so.
Do you create a login?
That password?
Is somehow private and secure? That so like every time you use, like once your computer remembers, it's like your saved password on your Gmail account where you're just like, well, they know who I am. So no barriers anymore. Well, go straight to it.
And that leads to an interesting conundrum as well, because if that's the case, then you're, once your password is in there and it's an automatic password, all your kid has to do is get on your computer and hit it and he's in.
That's true. That takes a totally different. I saw this and we haven't talked about it on the show yet. The increase of children thinking they're eating candy and actually eating a cannabis gummy.
Yeah, not good.
Has gone up with the increase of edibles that look like cookies and candy that kids get into stuff. So I don't know. I'm not convinced that this is a terrible idea. I am certainly not on the side of this is a complete invasion of privacy and, you know, treads on freedom of speech. Because I do think there's a reason why there's ID laws. Not that kids under 18 and 21 don't buy cigarettes and don't get alcohol, but it does create a barrier.
Definitely.
That, like, you know, I was in high school and we certainly got our way. We found our way into having alcohol, but it was a process, right? And so I don't know. I'm not convinced that this is terrible, but I also understand why people are alarmed by it.
Let's see what the Fleegers are watching.
Yes. If you have thoughts, we will take your calls. We will take your texts. 844-967-2789. We're going to take another break. When we come back, non-compete laws. Pro or con? And maybe that will change soon. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
I'm Naheem Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
I got serious about staying fit just a couple of years ago. Now 5Ks, yoga, and smart nutrition are all part of my weekly routine. Part of my eating right plan? Country Hearth Breads, natural breads with the whole grains and natural ingredients my body needs to perform at its best. Just a slice of toasted multigrain with peanut butter before a workout, and I'm ready to roll. Country Hearth is the easy choice because it's good for me and great tasting, too. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Matt LePay for Steinhoffels. Since 1934, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress destination for quality, selection, and service. Steinhoffels is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. During the weekend of January 6th through the 8th, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffels store, spend $2,999 or more, and get a $100 gift card to Bucky's Locker Room to get the latest Badgers gear and apparel. Relax. It's Steinhoffels.
Pride.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Is the cost of college weighing you down? Don't worry. There is a ton of untapped federal financial aid available right now. The University of Wisconsin system has financial aid experts across the state waiting to help you finish the FAFSA, the free application for federal student aid. Go to wisconsin.edu for more information, and FAFSA will show you the money, but only if you fill it out. Sponsored by the University of Wisconsin system.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows around 7 above tonight under cloudy skies. Winds out of the north around 5 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 28. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 9 above. Temperatures above average Sunday and Monday with highs from the upper 20s to the low 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 18.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Jane Matinere is on the board. Thank you for joining us. As always, you can join the conversation, 844-967-2789. 12th vote? Is that what we're on right now?
Kevin McCarthy's nonstop Groundhog Day.
I think we're either on the 11th or the 12th. But
I think it's 12.
I was refreshing Twitter at the break, and we're obviously not going to stream C-SPAN live on this show because we have a show to do.
As exciting as that would be.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is why Jon Stewart, he was like, this is the best season of C-SPAN ever. it's wild the way, it almost reminds me of England's Parliament in the way that they yell and are boisterous and, you know, the opposite of what so often you think of the English to be.
Proper. They openly mock one another.
Oh, yeah. And this is, we talked yesterday about Kat Kamik's statement or her attempt at a joke and about the drinking and stuff and how loud the Democrats opposed what she said. I guess right now, I don't know if he's still speaking or not, but I'm seeing on Twitter, Gates is just destroying McCarthy and the GOP. I just saw this. Gates getting rousing applause from Democrats when he goes after McCarthy. One GOP member stood up and called him out of order Friday. And I think Boebert you have some sound from her, but even yesterday from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, I know some of the other stations, I think I was, you know, they've been trying to get Wisconsin congressman on the phone to try to say, like, what is happening? What is the vibe there? And yesterday, Lawrence Andrea from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel did an article kind of saying why Gallagher and fellow Wisconsin Republicans are backing McCarthy for House Speaker. It's, you know, it's kind of platitudes as far as what they said. But it's interesting because at the end, you know, and Mike Gallagher, who is on a lot of the international committees, I think he kind of raised the alarms like, listen, like, this makes us look so bad. Like, this could be a national security threat because this makes us look incredibly vulnerable. But he also, you know, trying to save face, also said, sure, it looks messy, but democracy is messy. Democracy is messy by design, and that's a feature, not a bug of our system. We air it all in the open for the American people to see because at the end of the day, the president's not in charge, the Supreme Court's not in charge, the Speaker of the House is not even in charge. The American people are in charge, which sounds very quaffed.
Yeah, I don't buy that for a minute. And I love this, oh, we're all so open and transparent and we show all our work. That's just laughable.
Yes.
This laughable.
And I'm not, just trust me, I'm not saying that I want McCarthy to be Speaker of the House. I would love, if this somehow ended up having a more moderate, not sleazy person, but still a Republican, but someone who was like a more moderate Republican be Speaker, I think that would be great.
Yeah, but they're kind of leaning towards Steve Scalise.
But then Gates right now, I think, just said Jim Jordan. And yesterday he said Donald J. Trump.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm sorry. He said Donald John Trump. And then he sat down with a smug little grin and Marjorie Taylor Greene, who I thought those two were fighting, kind of smirked at him. And so I was like, why aren't you sitting next to each other? I thought you were on the opposite sides right now. Because she keeps backing McCarthy.
McCarthy.
It's like hard to keep straight of who's a lion. This is like watching Big Brother.
It is. And the former allies, right? And turning on each other and forming secret alliances and who knows what's going on.
And what you leak to the press and what the press is picking up. And and maybe someone smarter than me or more on the inside than me can be like, what is the end game here?
Chaos.
Because I don't, are all of the people who are backing McCarthy right now just going to jump ship and vote for someone else?
That's tough to say. It really is. One interesting thing that I saw on Twitter yesterday was the suggestion that these 20 who are holding out all have specific committee assignment requests because they were all connected to January 6th and they think this will protect them from being charged with anything.
Speaking of January 6th,
yep.
Today is the anniversary. I think at the top of the news hour, they were calling, they recited people's names.
Yes.
And, you know, I feel like there's a chance that now that the January 6th committee is
disbanded
slash done, you know, it's Liz Cheney and they're, you know, they're out of office for a lot of them, out of power for the ones who were Democrats. And the potential for it to get forgotten and the ability to just move on when people died that day. People died in the days after. And we still don't feel like there's been accountability on some of the citizens who were there. There certainly has been no accountability for the people who were actually investigated in the January 6th committee investigations. That's up to the special counsel, Department of Justice. And it's one of those things where it's like, the more time we get, space we get from it, does it take up less and less space?
We can't ever forget what happened 2 years ago today.
I agree with you.
We simply cannot. And I have a little compilation of some of the testimony that happened during the January 6th committee hearings, just as a reminder of what it was like for some of the people inside the Capitol building that day.
There were officers on the ground. They were bleeding. They were throwing up. I mean, I saw friends with blood all over their faces. I was slipping in people's blood.
As I was swarmed by a violent mob, they ripped off my badge. They grabbed and stripped me of my radio. They seized ammunition that was secured to my body. They began to beat me with their fists and with what felt like hard metal objects.
The key thing to do is to claim victory. No, we won. Fuck you. Sorry.
Whoops, that slipped through. That was accidental. I must have taken that late last night. That was Roger Stone, by the way, who basically said, we're just going to lie. Even if we lost after the election, we're just going to say, screw you. We won and stick to that. But I can remember watching, because I watched the whole thing unfold live on television 2 years ago today, wondering, where's the backup?
Yeah.
Where is their backup? Where are more troops coming to help the Capitol Police? And they never came.
Well, and it's interesting. So I was at, big shock, I was at the first Women's March in D.C. So January, almost, you know, this five, 6 years ago? No, 6 years ago? I can do math. January 2017. And I remember, because I was living in New York at the time, and we took a bus down. There was like an organized bus of women coming from New York, driving, and we went to D.C. And, you know, you can say what happened, whatever happened to that movement slowed down. The women who were kind of the leaders have moved on to other things. But being there that day was incredibly powerful.
I bet it was.
Hundreds of thousands of women.
And men.
And men. Like, I can't, hundreds of thousands of people walking peacefully through the streets of D.C. And my friend that I went with kept commenting how few police were there. And it was. I mean, there was so much trust that everything was going to be okay. And
nothing was going to happen. Yeah.
I mean, either was counter protesters, some, but there was zero incidents and very little police. And so then fast forward to this happening, and it made me think of that. Obviously, it's a very different group. The expectations of what the groups were after and what they were doing is very different. But in the same way that I experienced what it was like to be there with hundreds of thousands of people in our country's capital, and really, if something were to have happened, there weren't a lot of police there. And I don't know if the expectation was this won't be that bad, so we just won't have backup. I don't know if it was more of a conspiracy than that, of like, don't send backup.
That seems to be some of the speculation.
Yeah.
That was intentional. And what was it, Christopher Miller, who was sent out a memorandum a couple of days before January 6th, basically saying that any additional troops have to come through me. Mm-hmm. We have Tom on the line who said he has been reading the transcripts from the January 6th committee. What do you want to say, Tom?
Yeah, you know, some of these are hundreds of pages, double-spaced, of course, but people like Ivanka and a few others, Sidney Powell, they don't remember anything. It's just, it's stunning the way they're lying, just bald-faced lies that they don't remember anything. I don't recall. And then someone like Cassidy Hutchinson can tell you in the room, I'm like, close your eyes, over in this corner, this guy was here, over here, this guy was here, behind the president, this guy was here. Just phenomenal difference between the testimony and stuff. Mm. And like you were talking about the military not showing up, Trump put Kash Patel and that Miller guy in charge after the Secretary of Defense split because he knew it was going down so bad. He put all these people in there that wouldn't act, and that hasn't come out yet. And that's the one part of all the testimony that I'm worried about, is that they haven't maybe intentionally found out why the military wasn't there the way it should. If we'd been a bunch of hippies anti-war protesting or blacks doing BLM, they would have had machine guns out there. I mean, come on. So anyway, great story. You guys have a good day.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, I mean, that was almost immediately what the hypocrisy that was pointed out of any Black Lives Matter protests that have ever happened. The amount of National Guard and police and backup that have been there versus what was the, like, you know, no metal detectors, right? That was part of the whole thing of just like, I don't want any metal detectors. Like, they're not going to, that was the exact quote, right? Donald Trump being like, they're not coming after me.
Well, that he wanted the metal detectors removed.
Yes.
So that more of his supporters could get into this rally. And speaking of metal detectors, I am truly disturbed by the fact that they took them out of the House. since the Republicans have taken over. So the magnetometers now that our members of Congress used to have to go through, and at least one was caught with a concealed handgun.
Who was that?
I'm not. The name escapes me right now. I'll find it.
Because I know Madison Cawthorn and Derek Van Orden got caught on an airplane,
yeah,
trying to get on an airplane with a gun. I didn't know that someone got caught trying to go into the Capitol with
one.
And
it's also my understanding that some of them would just walk around it, like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert. And now, as a member of Congress, Eric Swalwell mentioned this on Twitter last night, who is an elected official.
Democrat.
And he said, yeah, I'm concerned about this because I know some of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle want to carry. I mean, I don't know how I would feel walking into work if I knew that a coworker I had some issues
Brian
with.
Kelly, who just walked into the studio, looked like a Russian mobster and had a gun on him.
And I knew he had a gun and we didn't get along. I would find that somewhat disconcerting.
Yeah. Well, I guess we will have more news as I think the Republicans might have just walked out.
Today?
Just now. I think I saw on Twitter, at least someone, and again, Twitter's not always verified as soon as it goes up because people are trying to be the first one to report something. But I think there's a chance that some of the Republicans just walked out, which I don't know what happens there because it goes back to what we had said yesterday, that if more and more people start to vote present and don't actually vote, it lowers the threshold so that Hakeem Jeffries could end up getting enough votes as long as no Democrats break from him. This is such a mess. All right, well,
This is not Republicans in disarray, Kristen. This is the messy work of democracy in action. Just ask Mike Gallagher.
And on that note, we're going to take a break. But when we come back, we got a little quiz for you. How closely have you been paying attention to the news this week? Play along. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
I got you. Walk with me.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
7 above tonight, under mainly cloudy skies, winds out of the north, around 5 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 28. Partly cloudy again, tomorrow night, lows around 9 above. Partly cloudy skies, Sunday, with daytime highs approaching 29. 31, Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 18.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes and even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Rick Smith Show.
where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So, look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. A reminder that we love hearing from you. If you have a story or a topic in your neck of the woods, in your neck of Wisconsin that you think we should be talking about, or if you have a guest you think we should have on, if you are a guest that you think we should have on, shoot us an email, asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us, and we will get back to you. And maybe we'll cover it. We'll likely cover it because 3 hours a day.
Well, and we like having heads up about what's going on in local communities. And as much as I wish I could just drive up to Amory and see what's happening on the ground up there, it's not always feasible.
I think that is our 2023 bucket list is summer, this summer, getting up to Amory and
doing a
show from up there. That would be very fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's do a little news quiz. You know, we read a lot of news here. We try to cover it as best we can, doing the bridge between national news, Wisconsin news. But as we round out our first hour on this Friday, Jane Matinair, are you ready?
Let's do it.
Which search engine plans to integrate OpenAI's ChatGPT? A lot of acronyms. Google, Baidu, I don't know if I said that right, Bing, Yahoo.
I have no idea, so I'll take a stab and say Google.
All right, you're going to say Google, I'm going to say Bing. Next question.
Okay.
What was 2022's top-selling vehicle in the U.S. for the 41st year in a row? This will be a guess for me. A Toyota Camry. B, Ford F-Series. C, Honda Accord. D, Jeep Grand Cherokee. It's definitely not a Jeep.
I'll go with the F-Series.
I think it's either F-Series or Honda Accord. I'll put you down as B. I'm going to do C.
Okay. We don't find out till the end?
Don't find out to the end.
Oh, the suspense.
Number three. What does a new Canadian law essentially ban foreigners from doing? Buying homes.
You'd know this if you listened to our program yesterday.
Opening a bank account. Owning a Tim Hortons franchise. staying in the country longer than a month.
I'll go with A.
I will also go with A. Which social media giant is being sued for non-payment of rent on its San Francisco headquarters? Is it A, Instagram, B, TikTok, C, Snapchat, D, Twitter?
Can I just call it Muskville?
You can.
Okay.
That'd be D. And then number five, which of the following is not a tech device that's on display at this week's CES trade show?
Hmm.
A, I'm impressed with how many of these we covered.
We didn't.
A, a snore-detecting pillow with tiny airbags. B, a stroller that can drive itself. C, eco-friendly printer replacing ink with coffee grounds. D, pee scanning toilet for insert urine analysis.
I'll go with C.
I will also go with C. I guess I potentially got that wrong yesterday. So it's the toilet itself. It's not like a little...
Receptacle,
I guess.
Oh, wow.
I must have misread that.
That's
all right,
okay.
Submit. We got 5 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
So, Bing. You got that one wrong, though.
I got that. Yeah, I went
with
Google.
Bing plans to integrate with ChatGPT. Have you played at all with that yet? Do you know what it is?
I don't even know what that is.
Have you read any, you haven't read any of these articles that kind of came out in the last month? So, ChatGPT is an AI program where you can... put requests in, like, write me an essay about Wisconsin, or tell me about Asgo's Wisconsin, or tell me about Kristen. You can put almost anything in there. And there's still limitations because it doesn't know everything. But in this last month, people are saying this is the end of the high school essay or the college essay because it basically in seconds, and it's not always right. It confidently tells you things that it may not be accurate, but it's AI, so it's constantly improving. And so
right.
This is the new frontier of automation, potentially taking people's jobs, writing. Now, you know, there's so much discourse right now around this AI tool, specifically ChatGPT, and how powerful it is and how much more powerful it will become quickly, because that's how learning AI works. And I remember I didn't get into it as far as how Bing is planning to integrate it, but it's a big deal as far as like how it changes how you search for things. But I'm sure we can get more into that later. I feel like we need like a really high tech person to come on and
talk
about
explain it.
Yeah.
But I do see this. It's just going to make us dumber and lazier.
Potentially. Yeah. I mean, if it. And, you know, one of the things that people said is the way you, it seems so obvious, the way you get around kids cheating and just having an AI program write your essay is you do handwritten essays. Like you have to, like you had used to have to do, which ultimately, I guess you could have the ChatGPT write your essay and then you just have to write it manually. But at least you then know what you wrote instead of just in 5 seconds, be like, here's my essay.
That's one bright spot, I guess.
But then I guess, I don't know if it was, I saw something yesterday that maybe a kid at Princeton has now created an app that can detect when someone does take something from ChatGPT. I don't know. It's a new frontier. But then you were right. Ford F-Series was the top selling vehicle for the 41st year in a row. Canada is essentially banning foreigners from buying homes. Twitter is being sued for non-payment of rent. A coffee grounds printer was not on display at CES.
Can't be far off, though. Can't be far off. And can I just say one thing about the F-Series of trucks? Because this happened not too long ago when I was at the parking lot of a local grocery store. The kid borrowed his father's truck, and he couldn't get out.
Because he didn't. It was too big.
It was too big. And so there were two guys in the parking lot who had to direct him to get out of his to back out of his parking space.
Was he big enough to see over the steering wheel?
Just about. So maybe make sure that you can back it up properly before you buy one. I'm just
before you let your kid
take it.
Drive it.
Yeah, I'm just trying to help.
Because Mike doesn't have like an F4, whatever. He doesn't have like the big truck, but he does have a bigger car than mine. I hate driving it.
Do you?
It's so big. We've already established this. I'm not a great driver to begin with. That's actually, I'll quickly tell this story. Talk about a story where, one, I'm not the best driver, but two, how much I hate driving big trucks. So on Brady Street in Milwaukee, in the winter, this was the first winter I was in Milwaukee. We had a lot of snow. And this is a street that not only can you park on both sides of the road, there's also two-way traffic.
Oh, yeah.
And there's nothing changes if there, nothing changed. Basically, I'm going to tell the story when we come back.
All right,
we only have
good.
30 seconds.
Yeah, well,
and it's a good story.
We got about 30 seconds.
Yeah. So stick with us. This is Asgo's Wisconsin. If you want to hear the story of my driving ability, stick around through the news. We will come back. And then we also have more headlines. We still haven't gotten to the non-compete proposal, and we have a bunch of Wisconsin headlines. The noon hour is going to be very fun. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.